Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, you little dirty, filthy forkers. Welcome back to Making Moves. It's 2025. Let's forking go! Bang, bang, bang! I don't know what that was, but it felt right, okay? I am so beyond excited for this year. It is going to be arguably one of the best years for everyone because there's a lot of spiritual angel number shit behind 2025. I've been hearing it on TikTok University. You know what I mean? Normally I'm like kind of running around like a chicken with my head cut off right now and being like, what do I want to do? This is like all the crazy shit I want to accomplish, yada, yada. And it's a little overwhelming, but it's exciting because y'all know I'm a New Year's bitch and I will be getting ready. By the way, if you aren't watching the YouTube video, what the fork are you doing? Come join me. I do get ready with me sometimes during my solos. And it's just like, honestly, a vibe. I feel a sense of calmness for like the first time in my life, or at least like in my 20s, of being like, I feel calm, cool, and collected about where I am headed as a young female in this crazy world. I just know that like God's got me. I'm in the right living situation. I'm in the right work situation. I feel very, very good about where I'm at and the foundation that I am building for my life. And I know some people might not be able to relate because it's like last year, couldn't say the same. But that's what's awesome about the new year is that this could be the year that you work on everything you gotta do. And then you have this feeling moving into 2026. So I'm so excited for us. I feel like this is our year. I feel like this is my year too. I really do. Like, I feel like last year, it was still so transformative. First of all, it was only my second year of being a full-time content creator. It was a combination of so much change. Like, I can't even begin to explain how much change there was in my life, all for the better. Like, one thing being my move. Like, I moved from downtown LA to Beverly Hills, which is crazy. I'm just a Bev Hills West Side girly now. Like, it's literally the best thing ever. It's so me. I'm obsessed with it. I am addicted to my new area and my new spot. And I just love the people that I'm near and the community that I have made this year. Like, I fucking put in the work. Like, some of my best friends that I met this year, who I hope are lifers for me, I literally met all on my own by putting myself out there through no one. This was me forcing myself to go to the pickleball courts alone and meet people and like do the awkward like, hey, like, where are you from? Where do you live? Like getting numbers, you know, trying to surpass this like weird, are they hitting on me or are we friends? Like limbo. I don't know. It's just like, it takes so many steps to get to the point where I'm at now, where like I can literally, last night I was FaceTiming two of my separate new guy friends that I met this year. We were reminiscing on like, oh my God, that's so crazy that like, you know, when we were first texting, we like just didn't know what to expect. And now it's like, I'm texting them 24/7 and I love it. I met these people at the pickleball courts and then I went to one of their game nights and then I made a pickleball chat. And then like, over time, people have been adding their friends and their roommates and like, you know, friends of friends, whatever, to this chat. And don't get me wrong, I love it. I'm like, the more the merrier. But my friend and I just kind of had a little powwow last night over FaceTime. And we were like, listen, we got to trim this chat down. Like, some people are going to survive in advance and some people aren't. And if you are not active in the chat, like, I'm kicking, you're getting the boot. You're not contributing anything, yet you're getting your cake and eating it too. Like, I don't like that you get to know all the plans, but yet you provide nothing. Like, you give nothing. And I'm like, that is not my vibe. If I'm putting in effort, you need to be putting in effort as well, okay? So some people got the boot, and I'm sorry. Like, if I've never met you and you've been added to the chat and you've never responded or come to any of the pickleball stuff, like, it's my chat. I'm kicking you the fork out. Like, it's really not personal. And it's like, what are they going to say? Like, why'd you kick me out of the chat? Like, no one could even have the audacity, because everyone I kicked out of the chat, which was like, I don't know, maybe six people, was because they've never responded. They've never liked, hearted a message. They've never said anything. They've never shown up. It's like, you're clogging up my feed. You know what I mean? So they're getting the boot, and it allows for more quality members to join the chat. And then people don't overthink it as much, because if like there's a bunch of people in this chat and no one's responding, it feels like more of a big deal than when like the chat's smaller and no one responds. Does that make sense? Anyway, so we went through and removed some people and even added like one or two like of the people that, you know, we've actually played with. It was a fun little like, you know, new year, new chat vibe. And now everyone's being active as hell in it. And it's funny, I like removed all these people last night. And today, just now, my friend Joe goes, oh my God, TK assassin. And then people go, whoa, scary times out here. I said, my chat, my rules. Congrats on surviving and advancing. And a bunch of people reacted to it. And then everyone's like starting to chat again. So like that was the goal, is to like revamp it. And you know what? That sometimes we got to do that in the new year. Like whether it's a group chat, whether it's your friend group, you know, whether it's a family chat or like an Instagram or like a Reddit thread or whatever, you know, maybe this is your time to become realign. It's a good time of year to do that. It's a good time to clean your spaces out, your closet out, your junk drawer out. It's just a good time to do that shit. Declutter, declog your life, you know? You shouldn't feel bad about it. I feel like I used to be the person that would be like, oh, but I like them. I'm going to keep them in the chat. It's like, just because I'm removing you from the chat doesn't mean I don't like you. It's like you provided nothing. So it's like someone else is providing more. It's time to go. Like that's just life. It's not that deep. Anyway, I would love to like run down memory lane, just like off the top of my head of like, you know, things I'm proud of that I did this year. One being obviously my new friend group and like new friends. I want to do like special shout outs to people like Victoria Garrick, someone that I'm hanging out with all the time. Forking love her. Brett Chody, someone I'm hanging out with all the time. My friend Hannah Bucknam, someone I'm hanging out with all the time. Who's like, these are like some of my top friends that like I'm constantly talking to. And of course I have like, you know, all my amazing friends that I had before. Like I'm constantly talking to Alicia. I'm constantly talking to Ashley. I'm constantly talking to Haley. I'm constantly talking to, you know, Annie, Libby, all my other friends. But the reason I want to highlight the new friends that I made in 2024 is because maybe you were like me and you were like in a pickle. I remember like everything's related to pickleball. At the beginning of the year, I was like, I really was desiring a friend that was around my age and was a girly pop and was normal, but also understood this like influencer entertainment celebrity world that I'm in. And listen, I'm not complaining. Like I have amazing friends. They do fill up my cup in those areas, but I wanted to get specific. You know what? Picking your friends is like picking your partner. It's good to be picky. You are who you surround yourself with. So I was picky. I was like, I want someone around my age. I want someone who is in a similar phase of life. I want someone who, you know, are single, who's into sports and like, you know, close to their family, like things that are important to me that I look for in a partner. I'm looking for the same in a friend. And so I found that. And those are like, you know, three of the girlies that I feel like I have really been hanging out with a ton. I also have my pickleball friends like Iris, Carmen, Diana. I also have my other pickleball friends, Tasha and Mel, who I adore. One of my other creator friends, Paige Lindgren. I forking love her. She's another content creator friend that I feel like I hang out with all the time. That's a little bit newer. I have a South Beverly Grill group chat. Like those are all new people in my life. And it's just crazy. Like you could literally meet your maid of honor this year. You could meet your future business partner this year. You could meet your future significant other, your future husband. Like you just never know. And I think it's good to be intentional at the beginning of the year about what the fork you want. Like, make a fucking list, okay? People don't like say this shit because it doesn't work. Like, things are basic and popular for a reason, because it works, because it's good. Like, people love Ugg boots because they slay. You know what I mean? People love Starbucks because it slays. People love Stanley's because it fucking slays, okay? It keeps it cold. It's huge. We love the little straw. It makes me drink more water. Things are basic usually for a good reason. And you know, the lists, the vision boards, the Pinterest boards, whatever it is, whatever form of planning and manifesting and visualizing you need to do, fucking do it. You're literally, by the way, setting yourself up to not accomplish your goals by choosing to not do that. Do you know how easy and free it is to write a fucking list of the things you want to do? Please just for 1 second, stop scrolling and use your brain for once. It's quite literally scientifically proven that if you make a list of the things that you want to achieve, you are way more likely to achieve them than if you don't do that. So it's like, may as well try. Right now is the perfect time to bring up one of my favorite quotes. Y'all know I'm a quotes and saying girl, okay? One of my favorite quotes is by John Wooden, and it is, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And like, he kind of ate that one up. It's so true. If you're failing to prepare your year, you're preparing to fail for the year. If you're failing to prepare your month, your year, your week, your day, you are literally preparing to fail. It's so simple. It's actually ridiculous. Every time you think I would remember this, every time I make a to-do list, I get way more done. Every time I make a to-do list. So why the fork am I not doing that every morning? You know, why the fork would you not do that monthly, weekly, yearly? And you know what's awesome about the vision boards and the yearly list is you can travel back to it and come back to it when you're feeling a little lost, and you can be like, let me reassess this. Your mind can change. That's totally fine. But when you're feeling off track, that yearly list gets you back on track. Like, it's literally the past you setting yourself up for when you're spiraling or you feel down bad and you're crying at the gym, you can go to the list and it'll make you feel better because you can get back on track. And when you have a goal and a place to go and a clear path of where you're headed, it makes life a lot easier. Because when I'm like, wake up and I don't know what the fork I'm doing for the day, and I, you know, the world's my oyster, it's chaos. It's like, I feel like I'm overwhelmed with so much stuff, I don't get anything done. Whereas if I made a list with 3 things I need to get done, it's like, boom, shit's happening for me. I use the Notes app for my list. And then I also like to do 3 words, which I can tell you them right now. I like to do 1 main word, which is my pop star word. And then I like to do 2 backup singer words. And those are my words that, you know, I kind of come back to throughout the year. Again, they can change. It's not that deep. I normally don't change mine. And by the way, I use ChatGPT all the forking time. I, in fact, use them to help come up with my words. I was struggling. I had a gut feeling that I wanted one of my words to be gut. So I had that in the back of my mind. And I wanted the other two to be similar to just like the amount of syllables that are in gut. Like, I liked the grittiness of gut. Oh, I have something in my eye. 1 minute. Actually, can I be annoying for a second? Put a pin in my words for a sec. We'll come back to that. I want to finish reminiscing a little bit on my year. We're just going to run through my resolutions and I'm just going to tell you what I did. These are my 2024 resolutions. I don't know if this is fascinating to you at all. I think this is fascinating for me. So, you know, if you don't like this part, fast forward a little bit. One of the things, executing the ideas I have in my brain. I honestly feel like I did that. The one thing that I wish I would have done a better job of is, like, for instance, like with my podcast and with my girls' room series, or just like there's a few series and things that I started and I did, but like I didn't continue to do them mainly because it just like fell off the track, or in the podcast sense, like I logistically, I like needed a studio and like I needed help, and you know, that's just life. But I am proud of myself for executing a lot of the ideas that I had in my head. For instance, like my 75 hard series, I did several girls' room episodes. I did the Beauty Olympics. Like, I did a lot of shit that came to mind and I got it out there in the world. And that is something that's I've always struggled with because I am a perfectionist, but those things weren't perfect. I got them out there and I'm proud of myself. So did that. We'll check that off the list. Okay. Doing things that scare me, AKA talking to strangers, going to places alone, finding out where to move on the West Side, hiring a full-time employee. And, yeah, I did a lot of those things. I didn't hire a full-time employee, but I did do the rest, which is awesome. So we'll check that off the list. Shoot for the stars. Actually ask for dream guests if they will come on my show. Use my network and just ask more A-list and inspiring peeps. You know what? I did do that definitely at the beginning of the year. So I'm going to check that off. Like, we got the founder of Poppy on. We got the founder of Mara Beauty on. You know, there's a bunch of people that said yes, that I didn't end up recording because I switched networks, and like logistically my podcast was a little bit of a nightmare this year, if I'm just being honest. But but I know that I have secured some strong relationships with some fucking cool people this year, and I'm really excited to have them on the pod. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Make and execute a routine. I feel like I facilitated that as well, especially with 75 hard. I would like to make and execute a better one in this new place, but well, that's, you know, we'll do that at a later date. Go on a date at least once a month. I didn't do that exactly, but I will say this is the year that I was in my dating era. Like, I feel like I'm like fully entering it now, but I really kickstarted it and I went on a plethora of dates and I kissed a plethora of people and I honestly had a great time. So I'm going to, we'll check it off, you know, read 20 books. I definitely did not do that, but I probably read like 10-ish because of 75 hard. After 75 hard, I did not read. But you know what I do read a lot? Chat GPT. That shit is like my boyfriend. Today I was talking to it about the stock market and crypto. So it's like, I'm still learning in some capacity. Okay, set one day a month to go over finances / game plan and how to make money while I'm not working. Stocks, investing, side projects, real estate, set a budget, stick to it. You know what? I really took my finances to another level this year as far as like investing and honestly saving. I was really big on saving this year, but I didn't invest as much as I wanted to, and I didn't pay as attention to it as I wanted to. I want to be psychotic. Like, I want to know to the penny the amount of money that is in everywhere all the time. And like, that's just a relationship I'm going to have to foster. Like, I'm just going to have to check in on her, my bank account every day, and or my investments and stocks and, you know, the things across the board. And something I would like to do next year is really get in tight with my business manager and, I don't know, just like have like true financial goals and be more confident with having finance related conversations and be immersed in that world. Like, learn new vocabulary words regarding finances, the stock market, things. Like, I feel like that is a area in my life that I still feel a little ignorant to. And I'm sick and tired of doing that. I don't want to be ignorant to anything financially related. Like, I want to be on my fucking shit. And you know what? I'm just going to say it. I want to be the girl that like impresses the fuck out of a guy. Not that I'm doing this for guys at all, but like, I would like to have a moment, which I feel like I already do this if I'm being honest. I would like to be the girl that guys are like, yeah, fucking TK, she has her shit on lock. Okay. That girl knows what the fuck she's doing. Like, I want a finance bro to be impressed by me. That's my goal. So I know what I have to do there. Run a half marathon. Didn't do that. Maybe I'll do that this year. Have more craft / game nights. I definitely did that, but I would like to have more game nights this year. And I did a lot of game nights at other people's houses, but I want to host them. But I went to a hella game nights and hella trivia nights, which was fun. Make a hosting reel and pitch myself more. Make it a no-brainer as to why a network should hire me. You know what? I did that and I feel like my team did that, but I feel like we could be more aggressive. And this year I really did a lot more hosting gigs to add to my reel. So I feel like now is the perfect time to like really cut a good piece together. So I could definitely do a better job of that. Make my bed every day. I definitely didn't do that, but I did it more than ever because of 75 hard. I'm not a clean freak. I'm messy. I really am. And it's like, I've accepted that I'm messy, and it's like whoever marries me is just going to know that I'm messy. And like, it's just me. This is real. This is me. This is exactly where I'm supposed to be now. That's why I got this goddamn custom IKEA shit built, because it's messy in there, but it doesn't look messy out here. And it's like, and I'm too messy and I'm too fucking clean. No, but like, if I didn't have those things and it was like a free for all and we could like see what was in there, it would be a shit show. So like, I know what's best for me, and it was getting this, and it's literally changed my life. Try new recipes. Didn't really do that as well. I wasn't really in my cooking era. It's funny. I was, but not as far as like expanding new recipes and stuff. So yeah, need to do that. Find more friends to do inspiring brainstorm sessions with and friends that inspire me. Got that. Find a hosting mentor. Don't have that. So there's still some things on the list. Like, I have on here 1 million on TikTok, like literally not even close, but it's like, I know I'll get that eventually. I know I will, because I work my ass off and I have good ideas and I'm confident it'll happen. It's just like, it wasn't my time this year. 5+ hosting gigs. You know what? Okay. I did TikTok Live Fest. So I did the red carpet and I did the show. I also did, I want to say 2 TikTok Live podcasts. So those were 2, that's 3. What else did I do? Oh, I interviewed Serena Williams. I guess that's like a little form of hosting. Like that's crazy. Oh, I hosted pickleball tournaments. Yeah, I hosted 3 pickleball tournaments. So that's more than 5. Slay. Okay. Network TV show host. Didn't get that. Feel it coming this year. Go on way more dates / make actual time for dating. Definitely did that. Slay. Get in the best shape of my life since gymnastics. Definitely didn't do that. I feel like lifestyle wise, I made a lot better choices and I'm proud of that. So slay. 100K podcast subs. Not there yet. Gonna get there. Go to run club 10 times. Didn't do that. But you know what? I went to pickleball probably like 10X times. Like I probably went to pickleball. I probably played pickleball like at least 100 times this year, which is crazy. I should honestly count it. Go on a tart trip. Didn't do that. Go on a benefit trip. I did go on a benefit trip, which was sick. Let's mark that off. Kylie Cosmetics PR. I got that. Oh my God. That's crazy. Work with lip brands. Did that. Sick. Get chin surgery. Didn't do that. Hang out with my parents more. I feel like I did see them more because we like went to weddings and they both came to visit me. So trying to do that more. Hair campaign. Did I do a Living Proof campaign? I feel like I did something hair related. Surely I did. Boyfriend. Didn't do that. But you know what? We kind of got close. How to blow out my hair to perfection. Honestly, I feel like I ate that up. Host Valentine's Day with my girlies. Did that. Crest campaign. Didn't get that, but I feel it coming. I feel it coming. Crest, hit me the fork up. Work with Thursday Night Football. I didn't work with them, but I did go to a game with them. So we'll you know, check it off. Oh, Ralph PR. I only got Ralph Lauren fragrance PR, but I'm happy with that. You know, it takes one thing at a time. So there's still a plethora of things on here that, you know, I didn't do. Some of them I'm just going to keep to myself because you just never know. I think it's good to look back at your old list and be like, I'm grateful for you. I'm so proud of everything that we accomplished. Like, you know, my highlights of the year were interviewing Serena Williams. Fucking nuts. I can't believe I got to go to the US Open. I've always wanted to go. I can't believe I got to bring my childhood best friend, Sari. That was amazing. She was another friendship that I really rekindled this year. I'm forgetting to do my makeup because I'm getting so into this podcast. You know what? That means it's a good show. I got pretty good at pickleball this year. Like I'm not where I want to be, but like, I feel like I really improved my game, which I'm proud of. I grew my following a little bit, which I'm proud of, even though I wish I would have grown more. I'm not going to beat myself up over it because like, I just know it'll happen and I know my time will come. And you know what? I kind of had this weird outlook now. It's not even weird. I feel like it's just more smart. Like it wasn't my time to blow up for a reason. And like, if I blew up, I don't know that I would have been ready. Because I was like going through a lot personally and there was a lot of change. New car, new house, new friend group. Like a lot was changing and like new job. Like it was like so much going on that it's like I almost just needed to just do the transition year. And now that I'm a little more settled, I'm a little bit more ready and mentally prepared to blow up, if that makes sense. I also feel like I worked with the most legit brands I've ever worked with this year. I'm really proud of the brand deals that I created. I'm really proud of the brands that I got to work with. Like the fact that I got to work with brands like Hyundai, Ulta, Google Pixel, like that is effing nuts. I got to work with Benefit. I got to work with Tatcha. I got to work with DraftKings, which has always been like a goal of mine. I got to work with FP Movement. Like that's fucking crazy. I did several deals with them. I got to host a pickleball tournament with FP Movement. I got to host a pickleball tournament with Pickle. Like Shop Pickle. I got to host a pickleball tournament at home. One thing I also do is I went through.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
My entire camera roll. And I just added like my highlights in my camera roll to a 2024 album just so I could like go through it and really reminisce. I went to several NFL, MLB and NBA games, which is fucking sick. I got to go to three weddings, which is amazing. Like, I mean, I had an absolute blast. I found a new favorite restaurant, South Beverly Grill, that I'm just like absolutely bananas for. Like, I love Hillstone restaurants so much. I feel like people this year fully affiliate me with sports now, which is like something I've been working on for so long and I'm so proud of. Oh my God, I got to interview the CMO of Taco Bell and play golf and pickleball with him. Like, insane. He's amazing. I love Taylor. I was literally in an NFL commercial where I was, Max Goodrich was the main character. I actually auditioned for the main character and I didn't get it because they told me I knew too much about football and it wouldn't make sense because the main character was supposed to be the person that like didn't know much about football. And then the villain, which is who I played, kind of like put the main character in place. So Max ended up being a way better fit for the main character. I was the villain. And it was an absolute blast. And it was with the NFL, YouTube Sunday Ticket, and Google Pixel. Like, what? Those brands are huge. Like, that's insane. I was on set. It was the biggest set I've ever been on. I actually didn't even really get to, like, showcase it fully because I wasn't allowed to post it in feed on my channels. But it's on Max's feed. It's in my tagged. And I reposted it to my stories. That was my first big, like, acting thing that I've ever done. Crazy. Really enjoyed that. Oh my God. I went to the ESPYs. I met Serena Williams there. I met Wiz Khalifa. I got to go to the Google Made by Google event, like in Mountain View, California, at Google HQ. And like that was nuts. Document that. I did my grittying on Rodeo, which is super fun. That's another friend I just adore and had the best time with this year, Emily June. I went on a few boat days with friends, which is something I've always wanted to do. I hung out with Katie Austin a ton. I also fucking love her to death. I met so many friends through the Ulta Beauty Collective, specifically Taryn and House Chris and Meredith and Annabelle and Kylie, like all those girlies I just absolutely adore. I moved. I got to go to Coachella. I got to go to Stagecoach. I got to host a pickleball tournament. This is another pickleball tournament I forgot I hosted with Isaac Rochelle and Allison Cooch in Dallas. That was an absolute blast. I got to film a video with Ashley Tisdale, which was crazy. Hosted the award show with Terry Crews, got to meet him, got to meet Meghan Trainor. The fact that we were all on the same flyer and like in the same sentence is fucking mind boggling to me. Got to meet Selena Gomez. That was crazy. Accomplished 75 Hard. Forgot I did that. Went to several concerts. All of these things sound crazy and sound foo-foo. And it's like, I know they're not normal. Like the meeting the celebrities, going to these crazy events. That is my world. And it is my career. And I'm so grateful to have done that. And I'm even more grateful for the little things like the friendships I made, the relationships I made, the relationships I fostered, and, you know, the self-work that I did on myself, journaling, reading, going outside, going for hot girl walks, planning so many things. Like, I feel like I gave it my all and I'm proud of myself and it's something to be celebrated. So that's why I'm sharing it with you. And now we're going to get into the nitty gritty of how to fucking crush your 2025, because this is our year, babe. This is our fucking year. And you know what? I'm sick and tired of hearing the excuses. You know, if you're feeling a lull, you don't want to get back to it. You didn't feel like you got enough of a break because your family was driving you nuts over the holidays. That's fine. You're going to get back to it. I'm going to motivate you right now. We're going to get really real and you will be fired the fuck up after this podcast. Trust me. One of my main things that I think everyone needs to do when it comes to the new year is start strong. Okay, just think about it. When you wake up and you start your day off strong, the rest of your day feels like a breeze. And by the way, when you start off strong, you get so much more done throughout the day. So it's like, may as well start the year off strong, because if you're starting off strong, you're most likely going to end strong. You know, like I said with the John Wooden quote, make sure you prep for your year. Because if you don't start off strong and you don't prep for your year, first of all, you're planning to fail. But in addition to that, do you know why people get stressed out and get anxiety? It's because they have something lingering over their head that they haven't accomplished and they're afraid to like just dive in and get it done. They're afraid to start. And it's like, you have to start strong and jump into the deep end and fucking go for it. When you go to the gym, You're not going to run a fucking half marathon when you get there for the first day, okay? You need to go and you need to go for 10 minutes and walk on the treadmill. You need to go and go for 20 minutes. Like whatever it is you can do that's digestible, do it. Same goes for your work project or your financial goal or whatever the heck it is. Like you need to just jump in, do what you can. You're not going to finish it all in one day. You're going to start strong and just fucking rip off the band-aid and go for it. Because if you don't, you're going to be stressed and you're going to get anxiety and it's going to be crippling. So if something's lingering over your head, write it the fork down and then write down the actions you need to take to get that done. In order to get your big task done, you have to make it digestible into tiny tasks. Okay. You need to have that in your head. Tiny tasks. Say it with me. 1, 2, 3. Tiny tasks. Okay. Tiny tasks are your best friends. A little TT. Tiny task. Make it your bestie. You have a big meeting tomorrow that you're stressed out and you need to make an outline for. You have an insane deal you need to close by the end of the year, okay? How are we going to turn this giant task into tiny tasks? Do that however you need to do it. Web formation, Word doc, PowerPoint, I don't give a fuck. Make your big daddy goal into tiny tasks and it's way more digestible and you will be able to do it. You have talent. You are smart. You can get it done. Your life is actually not that hard compared to other people. I enjoy tough love. Maybe you don't. I do. You probably do if you're listening to this podcast because like y'all know I do. If you're a tough love person, like sometimes if you are dreading something, when it, like especially a big project or something starting the new year, or like even like if your resolutions and like all of that is overwhelming for you, let's just like throw some perspective into the chat for a sec. You can have it 10 times harder than you do. You have a brain, may as well utilize it. You have legs, you may as well utilize them. You have talent, may as well utilize them. Do you know how many people out there got laid off from their jobs this year and wish that they had the job that you have that you are dreading? Do you know how many people out there that are mentally ill or struggle with addiction or have the most insane fucked up family issues that would literally do anything to be in the situation you're in right now? Utilize your blessings and get your shit done because someone else would literally do anything to be in your position. And sometimes it's just what we need to hear. And on top of that, do you know how many people have it actually 10 times worse than you do? Yet they still get what you need to get done done, but 10X. Stop making excuses for yourself. Get it done. Think about how good you'll feel when it's done. And you know what? Something I think about all the time is like people that are in that top 1%, the iconic founders, the Forbes 30 under 30, the billionaires, the millionaires, the CEOs, the person that you look up to that has your dream life, I'll tell you one thing, they're doing a whole lot more than you're doing on a daily basis, okay? They are extraordinary. They are in the top 1% because they are not even close to being ordinary. They are doing what majority of the world is not doing. They are utilizing so many more minutes in the day than you are, okay? They're not scrolling like you are. And by the way, I'm not trying to yell at you. This is me talking to myself. When I come up with excuses for myself and I'm like, oh, I'm not in the mood. Do you think anyone who's extraordinary is like, oh, I'm not going to do this because I'm not in the mood? That is so embarrassing. Like imagine if your idol was sitting next to you and you said to them, yeah, like I'm not going to like start working on my dream life because like I'm kind of not in the mood. They would literally laugh in your face and be like, boy, bye, get out of my orbit because like I hope that energy never finds me. Like they are the definition of putting themselves out there, doing those tiny tasks, going for it, starting strong, and like throwing themselves into failures because the more you fail, the more you'll win. It's just consistency at that point. It's like you got to put yourself out there and it's like eventually it's going to stick. Eventually your deal is going to close. Eventually you're going to get your dream job. Eventually your company's going to blow up. Eventually you're going to have a million followers. Like if you keep going for it, putting yourself out there, putting in the work, meeting the right people, putting yourself in those opportunities for luck to happen. I did a poll the other day and I was dissecting the poll with one of my guy friends. And the question was, to be successful, what is more important, hard work or luck? And you know what? I think the true answer is like a little bit of both. I think it's like 80% hard work, 20% luck. But the key is you have to work your forking ass off that 80% to be in the situation where luck can jump in and kind of vibe and like happen. Because if you're not working hard, you're never going to be in a position or a room where luck can do its thing. Okay. And we want luck to do its thing, 21. Do your thing, 21. Do your thing, luck. And the truth is, if you want to level up your business, if you want to level up your dating life, if you want to level up your personal life, if you want to level up your body, you got to be doing more than the average Joe. Remember, if being the best at what you do was easy, everyone would do it. Everyone would have a six pack. Everyone would have their dream relationship. Everyone would have a multi-million dollar company. Everyone would have a perfect life. And the reason why there is a top 1% is because it's not easy. And you know what? You are capable. Like, if they can do it, you can do it. They're not any more special than you are. There was a point in time where they were in the same boat and headspace as you are right now. Or they were getting paid about the same amount as you are right now. Like, everyone starts from somewhere except for Nepo babies. By the way, anytime I'm on this podcast, I'm like giving a little motivational spiel. It never applies to Nepo babies. Like, Nepo babies, that's like the top 0.001%. Like, if you're a Nepo baby, get the fork out of here. Like, I don't even want to hear anything. I don't want to hear any complaints. Get the fork out. Okay. I'm talking about the real deal. I'm talking about everyone else but Nepo babies. Okay. Just like disregard Nepo babies. Nepo babies are on a different planet in my head. You are capable. You've got this. And you know what? It would be violently boring if it were easy to reach your goals. And it would be violently boring if, like, everything was a breeze. Okay. The fun is in not knowing. The fun is in that gritty hard work, not knowing if it's going to happen. Like, one day you're going to look back and be like, oh, I miss that energy when I didn't have A, B, and C and I was working my way up to it. Like, trust me, I know it sounds insane, but like, enjoy the grittiness, enjoy the journey, enjoy the hard work that you're going to have to put in. And again, to just like bring it around to one of my favorite quotes yet again, the greater the struggle, the more glorious the triumph. It's such a great quote. So to give you a little insight as to, you know, what task was like giving me stress and anxiety and was kind of just like this like dark cloud over my head that I was like procrastinating for so long was really taking my finances to the next level this last year and even moving on this year. I just feel like I am way more ignorant than I would like to be, especially if I'm running my own fucking business. Like, I had to have a real conversation with myself and be like, listen, do you think a man would ever say that he's ignorant regarding the finances of his business? Like, even saying that out loud, it's like embarrassing, but like, it's just the truth. Like, I am not a math girly and I am capable. Like, I can get into the analytics, but like, I feel like because I have a lot of finance bro-y people in my life that they like have made me feel stupid and almost insecure. Like, I don't have a reality check and be like, babe, like, they don't even run their own business. Like, I run my own business. So first of all, I shouldn't be insecure. And second of all, like, it's okay to ask questions. And if anyone makes you feel stupid, don't ask them again and move forward. Like, it's not that deep. And honestly, it's kind of cringe when people make you feel stupid for things. There's like no worse feeling than someone that makes you feel stupid. And it's just honestly one of those things, like, it's not that deep, but it's like, okay, noted, not going to come for you for advice. And by the way, like, if they come to you for advice, the world's your oyster with that one. Like, you don't have to give it. All that to say is that I really wanted to grab my finances by the balls this year. And what I mean by that is like, just like investing, taxes, the way I'm paying people, utilizing my business, Roth IRA, SEP IRA, all these things that, you know, are just kind of like looming over my head and I know about, but like, you know, I would kind of go to my dad for things and then I'd kind of go for my mom for things. And then I'd ask my manager and like, I'm just like sick and tired of not knowing what the fuck I'm talking about with confidence. What I did this last year and what I'm going to continue to do is, you know, I met with like 5 or 6 business managers this year. And I was like, I'm sick and tired of not knowing what the hell I'm doing. I'm going to find someone that makes me feel so comfortable and confident when I'm asking them questions that I can communicate with regularly. And on top of that, another thing that was really important to me is someone that I can text. Like, I would ask them, I'd be like, do you text? Because if you're only emailing, like, we're not going to be a good fit. Because I want to know, like, if I have a finance question, I want to be able to text you really quickly. And I know not every business manager is going to be like that. I know not every accountant is going to be like that. And let's just be honest, a lot of accountants that I know are like old white men and they're grumpy. And like, I would be grumpy too if I was an accountant, if I'm being honest. And I wanted someone that was young, that understood me, that could text, you know, that has, that understands this younger generation and isn't someone that's like anti Gen Z. Like, there's just people out there that are grumpy about those things. I didn't want that energy. I wanted someone that could teach me stuff that I could trust and that could help mark my T's, dot my I's, do all the things. And I feel more confident than ever when it comes to my finances and like what I want to do with it. And like, you know what I did? I I talked to my dad and my brother because they're both like kind of finance bro people. And then also my mom because she runs her own business and she was giving me advice. And what's interesting is I'm getting little bits and pieces from each person. And it's like, I don't have to do it the way that they do it. Like, I'm going to do what's best for me. But it's interesting and fascinating to kind of like do a little market research. And for me, like finding out, okay, I like, you know, what my dad said here. I liked what my brother said here. I like what my mom said here. And then in addition to that, my brother was like, oh my God, you should talk to Chris. Chris is our literal family friend and neighbor. Who's like one of our best like friends who's my age. And his full-time job is literally being a financial planner. I'm like, why the hell am I not asking Chris? So then I was like playing pickleball with Chris. I'm asking him all these questions. He literally expanded my knowledge so much. Like, thank you, Christopher. I literally love him. And I text him all the time. I'm like, hey, what do you think about this? And I so appreciate his insight because he fucking knows me and knows like, you know, my business is way different from, you know, having like a sandwich shop or having an e-commerce business. Like, he knows that I'm into podcasting and hosting and YouTube. And he's all about time. He's like, how much time would you save if you hired this out and paid that much? Because in that case, it's worth it. And I love that he gets my world because a lot of people don't. And I feel like I was getting insecure trying to have to explain myself and like my job and like making it like a legit business to people. And I was like, why would I ever hire someone on my team that I'm constantly having to like prove myself to? Like, I want them to just get it and get me and be able to help scale my business. Because if they don't believe in my business, how are they gonna help scale it? That was a huge thing that was like stressful, giving me anxiety, was this like dark cloud over my head. And I finally took it by the balls. And can I just tell you, it feels so effing good. And there's still a lot I want to do with that. But I know that based on the progress I made doing the tiny tasks that I did this year, there's a lot more tiny tasks that I am going to do this year to really like advance this area in my life. But I'm proud of what I did. And it's so much less of a like hurdle to go get over because it's like, I've already made a lot of progress in that area. That would be my advice to you. Whatever project that is stressing you out, make a playbook for your life. When one of your pieces of technology breaks, okay, you normally do a full factory reset, okay? We're turning it off and we're turning it back on. And sometimes that works. Sometimes you need a day to rest. But sometimes you really have to pull out the manual and like go back and like Google, like, how the fork do I fix my piece of tech? And sometimes you need to do that for your life. Like, sometimes you need to go back to your playbook or your manual, AKA your resolutions and your game plan and your vision for the year, and be like, whoa, what was I trying to do again? Because I'm a little off track and shit's not working and we have a technical issue. Make a playbook for your life and break it down. Like, you know, make one for 3 to 5 years, make one for the year. I like doing it for the year. I like to do a list. I like to do the words. And then I also like to do a vision board. And those are my three things that really, really, really over-prepare me for the year. And I always come back to them. And it's always insane looking back and reflecting on what I accomplished. And it always turns out I accomplished more than I thought. So I challenge you right now, tonight, before you're going to bed, start making your list. It's okay that it's like the second or third or fourth week of the year. It's fine. Get it done before February. You got this. The last thing I'm going to tell you as we wrap up this podcast are my words for the year, because I think it's important and it's fun to share. And I don't know, I'm into this shit. So my words are gut, root, and hive. And hive is my pop star word. Hive is another word for community. And the reason I chose hive, one, because it sounds cooler, and two, because my spirit guide are bees, as you know, and I'm a little bumblebee and I give queen bee energy. It's just like, you know, it resonates with me, and my spirit guide quite literally are bees, and I see bees all the time and they come up and vibe with me and usually don't sting me. I got stung by one this year and I thought it was telling me something. I don't know. It's a whole thing, but my pop star is hive this year, because something I'm really trying to do is get my community locked the F in on me. And by that, I mean the Dirty Forkers, my audience, and then also people in my real life. Like, I feel like I've built a community, but now I want to foster it and I want it to be strong. So that's why I picture like a hive, like coming together. That's like my big one. And then my other two are gut and roots. Roots for me kind of means like I already have roots kind of in the ground, like here in LA, personally, professionally, financially, whatever, but I want them to grow even deeper. And I feel like I am building the foundation for my entire career right now. And I really want to plant deep, thick roots. Like, I don't want to be doing silly little content that's just going to like go viral. And then I'm going to have like a Hawktua moment, with all due respect to Hawktua. I want to be here for the long run. I want to be a slow and steady growth. Like, if I blow up, that would be great. But at the same time, I'm here for the slow and steadiness of my growth. And I want there to be a solid foundation for my career that I continue to build and grow and water and nurture and do all the things. And so that's what roots really is for me. And then lastly is gut. These are my two backup dancer. I like to say one's a pop star and two are backup dancers. And then gut for me is ultimately trusting my gut, going with my intuition. If it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. And I like that all three words kind of all like have a similar vibe and they all are one syllable, like gut, root, hive. The reason I came up with these words, by the way, is I took my entire list of like my goals for in my resolutions and I put it into chat, GPT. And I was like, hey, I'm trying to come up with three words for the year. Can you help give me some based on my resolutions? And it helped, you know, I had to go back and forth a little bit. It gave me a bunch. And then I was like, okay, you know, I already like, and I was like, I like gut. So something like this. And then we kind of fostered it and went back and forth and tailored some things. And I ended up with these three, but I highly recommend using chat to help you with your words. Cause sometimes it's intimidating and it's like, how the hell did you think of hive? It's like, babe, I had a lot of help. I knew I wanted community and I was like, I want a cooler word than community. So I was like asking chat. I'm like, cooler, less chooky. I use chat. And then in addition to that, chat helped me come up with a mantra. I was like, do you want me to help you come up with a mantra for the year? I'm like, with your words? I'm like, fuck yeah. So the mantra is, with strong roots, a sharp gut, and a buzzing hive, I create gold. Fire. Like, is that not so good? I need to memorize that actually. With strong roots, a sharp gut, and a buzzing hive, I create gold. Hey! So like, that's like my honey that I create. So yeah, that was, and then these are like the three little emojis that I used. It's like a bumblebee, a tree, and a ginger root. And yeah, they resonated with me. I sent it in my family group chat. Everyone in my family group chat sent me their words. It just makes it fun. You send it in a chat, you get to discuss why your words are those things. And it's fun to check in with people. Like today in my family group chat, we're all like, what are you doing to get better? It's more fun to do life together with people in your life. So I hope you enjoyed this. I hope I didn't scare you. I shouldn't. I feel like you guys are some tough cookies, right? And like I said, like this is going to be your best year. And by the way, like I am always rooting for you. Like if you see me in the wild, please come up to me. Like I want to chat. If you DM me, I want to chat. I want to root for you. I want to connect. I want to help you as much as I can. I so appreciate you always gassing me up and helping me and giving me your feedback. And even if you're a silent viewer, I really do appreciate it. I really appreciate it. If you're in my DMs, you're commenting, you're liking, you're engaging, you're doing all the things, like it really means the world. And I am here to be a service to you. Like if there's any way, shape or form I can help you or, you know, answer your question or give you advice on the pod, please DM me. It means the world. And this is our year. So be sure to make someone else's day this week. I love you guys so much. And I'll see you next week. See ya.
Hey, football fans. BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bets. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you'll be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are unrestricted bonus dollars that expire in 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good, all 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.